time for a podcast already?
Check 1, 2, check 1, 2, check 1, 2, check 1, 2.
I didn't know that.
What's up, listeners? Welcome back to another episode of the Garlic Jar Podcast Show. We've got another mixed bag of tricks for you guys tonight. With me on the air, as always, is Maddie and Zach. Guys, how's everything?
It's going pretty good. Another Saturday.
Pretty good.
That's good. I am officially done with finals, done with the semester, done with the school year. I'm super excited.
That's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, like I haven't had a day off since like January. So like today it was just nice to not do anything.
You know, I kind of thought about that myself too, because like when I was wrapping up my Saturday class, kind of went through and I was like, oh, wow, that's nice. The finals are done. Now I'm just waiting for, you know, some last exams to come in this week. And now I'm going to be going to commencement on Tuesday. And I guess, really, I mean, just getting at it. Like, I just can't believe how quick the semester ended, but now how well-needed rest I'm going to need just for a couple weeks to recoup, you know?
Yep. And then I'm sure you're a summer class, so.
When does your summer class start?
I think June. I think right after, Memorial Day?
Oh, okay.
I think June 1st, actually, is the first day.
Oh, good. So that's like summer session one.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Because sometimes they do like a summer session one and two, yeah.
Yeah. I'm taking my language over the summer.
Did you have the option to do a summer session two class, or?
Yeah, I have to do. Like, I'm taking, like, at Marywood, you need to do, like, 2 years of a language if you took, like, in high school, I took 4 years of language, but 2 years Spanish, 2 years Italian. So because I did two and two, I have to take two more language classes. So I'm taking like Italian one and two. So like one in session one and two in session two.
That's pretty. Actually, I didn't even know that you could do that back in high school. Because I took 4 years of Spanish. So I did.
But I never knew 2 years of Spanish, then you could switch over to Italian.
I never knew that. I thought literally because the language you chose from freshman year was the one that you had to finish out as a senior.
No.
Now, I mean, obviously, wow.
Yeah, Liege was in my class.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
We did have French. Remember that? I mean, French was another class that we were able to take back in high school.
I didn't take that one.
Speaking of languages, Zach, how about you? I mean, this has got to be reminiscing back to the old days, right?
Yeah, not too long for Zach, though.
No, right. So it's kind of like fresh still, right? But no, I mean, did you take Spanish? Did you take French?
I took Spanish.
Okay. How many years of it?
Two.
Then
took the bare minimum.
Oh, okay. So you only had to take 2 years of a language.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we had to take four. I remember that.
Yep.
Good times. Good times. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. So, I mean, that's pretty good, but how's everybody's weekend going? I mean, I just want to let everybody know, my God, the weekend actually started off really well. We had some people over on Friday. Char's going away to Texas, like I was telling you guys. And, you know, I think we had a nice little farewell party here. We had just a few of us, what we call ourselves, the Midnight Society. Obviously, that's a little reference to the Nickelodeon Are You Afraid of the Dark show. We reference ourselves as the Midnight Society, our own Midnight Society. And it was just nice to have that group here. So the boys were here. We got to just reminisce, watch some baseball games. Yeah, so it was good. And Char, if you're listening to this episode, have a safe trip. Farewell to Texas. Obviously, it won't be the last time we see you. Can't wait to come out there and visit you at times. And of course, we also look forward to when you come back to the area. So, shout out to my cousin, Charles.
Okay. Nice. Yeah.
But yeah, so the weekend started off pretty well. Small little get-together. Nothing big. Now Saturday, a lot of running around to do. I can't believe actually how busy it was. I went to Lowe's. I know, I'm starting this podcast off real interesting. And if you need to know what I bought at Lowe's, I stood in line for 35 minutes, so just keep that in your mind. I was literally a minute away from actually putting down the items and walking out and saying, I will come back tomorrow early in the morning to do this. But I had to get a caulking gun, and I had to get 4 tubes of caulking for my moldings downstairs in the basement. So, long story short, got what I needed, got out of there, had to wait 35 minutes, and then I got to get my other errands done. Cooked dinner, now I'm here, it's podcast time, and I'm excited.
Nice.
So, what else is going on, guys? Anything going on for the weekend? What'd you guys do?
Played Battlefront.
Nice. And you're probably thinking, my God, because that's been such a long time, right?
Yeah. It took, like, you know, however long off.
About 8 days. I think it's about, it's just a day after a week, the last time we actually all played. So it's been a while. Have you been Wookiee Power, Wookiee Cookie?
Yeah, I did it once. Like, okay. I don't know. I was playing the Ewok a lot today, because
okay.
It's a little assassin.
We got to come up with something, like how we have Wookiee Cookie or Wookiee Power. Like, what can we come up with the Ewok?
I'll think about it. Yeah.
You could do the Ewok or, you know, the talk-to-talk, the Ewok. No. I don't know. Something's got to
be. He's the teddy bear assassin.
Yeah. And I will tell you, I mean, that is a fun character to play because his arrows are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. They can shoot through the, like, Leia's shield and stuff, too, which is, I didn't realize until that one night we were playing.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Zach, how about you? Anything going on?
Not much.
No.
Much at all.
Just work, playing games?
Yep. Pretty much. That's all I ever do.
Enjoying media, enjoying yourself, your time. I gotcha. Well, how about drinks and snacks? What do we got? What foodies do we have in front of us? What beverages are we enjoying for the evening?
I just cracked open a Spindrift.
Oh, love Spindrift. Spindrift, yeah. The official drink of the Garlic Jar Podcast show.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, guys, if you're listening, hit us up for sponsorship.
My God. You know what? That'd be something if you ever got a sponsorship from that. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, it would. I would. That would make my life.
Yeah. And hey, and how about news? Media news, right? Guys, this week we ranked number 40 in the leisure category of podcasts. Now, just to give everybody a little, a little drop here, right? What does that really mean? Because is there, like, now we're obviously talking about rankings in the top 100 of leisure podcasts. Our leisure, obviously, is pop culture talk, so we fall right under that category. And I want to say, what was it? Like, the week before or 2 weeks ago, I was looking at it, we were at 89. We were somewhere. We were up there, right around, like, the higher part. And I thought that was just pretty cool to be even in the top 100. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But this week, to actually see that we jumped, my God, plus 40 spots and now we're down to 40, that's phenomenal. That's fantastic. You know? And, I mean, these are people going to our podcast, downloading it from Podomatic, downloading it from the other applications, playing it from the Podomatic website. It's just, again, it's pretty cool. I didn't get to actually see our detail or our tally, but I'm sure our numbers are pretty good, respectfully, if we're at number 40. And to give you guys a little knowledge here, right? There's over 14,000 leisure podcasts, leisure just alone, on Podomatic. So I think we're doing something good.
Yeah, definitely.
So kudos to that. And real quick, I mean, I'm drinking a new beer tonight. This was actually given to me last night from a buddy of mine, Nick. And it's called PB and James by Abita. Now, if you're probably wondering what other beers Abita makes. They're famous for Purple Haze, Strawberry Wheat. I think they also have a peanut butter and chocolate porter or stout. I probably butchered that. It's one or the other, though.
Okay.
But, yeah, this, I'm drinking it right now. I really like it. I think it's right up your wheelhouse, Jenna, because you kind of like those shandy beers. Like
the berries, like what? Yeah.
Yep, like the berry, like Blueberry Thrill, Razz the Roof, you know?
Yeah.
And those beers are actually locally brewed. Like, that's like Susquehanna Brewing Company.
SBC, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I think this would be right in your wheelhouse because it really does have, like, that sweet aftertaste. Like, the initial taste you get is more of, like, that peanut butter. I thought it was butterscotch right in the beginning, but it does mellow. It's like peanut butter.
Okay.
And then after, you just get, like, that Concord taste, like the grape jelly. It's really cool. And it's kind of got a little bit of a dark, like a shandy feel to it when it's in the glass. But yeah, it's not bad. I actually, I'm going to rate it on Untappd here in just a little bit. And before I put my rating out there, I give it respectfully maybe a 3.25 out of 5. Because again, I'm not big into the sweet beers. I like the hoppy stuff, you know. But for a sweet beer, it's not bad. I'm enjoying it.
That's good. I'm not a grape jelly person, though, so.
Yeah, see, that's the thing where I could think it could go wrong, because grape is not everybody's favorite flavor, you know?
Yeah.
So thinking of that, like, I know my wife, she doesn't like grape. She could only do certain things when it comes to grape. Same thing with orange. She's not a big orange fan, you know?
Oh, I love orange.
Yep. So, but she tasted it. She liked it. So I'm going to have to give her a bottle, too. But yeah, so that's what I'm drinking. I have no foodies in front of me. Actually, I lied. I have pumpkin seeds, but I'm not eating them yet. So
that's good.
But yeah, and we're at the halfway mark to Halloween. I just realized that too. So like where we are in May, if you see why they had like on AMC and Sci-Fi this week, they had like the Halloween movies playing, Friday the 13th, some of those iconic films that you would find around Halloween. And then IFC was playing the hell out of the Addams Family this past weekend. So yeah, it's kind of like we're at the midway point of Halloween time.
Interesting. So,
yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it? We love Halloween, by the way. Yeah, we had a pretty good listing of episodes during the Halloween time. The Monster Mash, things that go bump in the night, the Slashers episode.
I think because COVID's, you know, we're getting out of the woods here. I think we should do like a live pumpkin carving episode.
That would be pretty cool. I'd actually like to see that.
Pumpkin carving.
I think you could outdo me, honestly. I've always said that I was good at carving, but I think if there's somebody here, I think, honestly, between you and definitely Washkush. Washkush, no, he's a really good carver. I don't know if you've seen his stuff, but
yeah.
Yeah, you're a good carver, though, Jen. I think you guys could outbeat me. So the guy, we might have to do that. We have to, a live pumpkin. I got to write that down because I'm going to forget.
I won't, but.
I like that idea. Is that going to be like our YouTube episode? Like we do a live feed or Facebook feed? That'd be pretty cool.
We could. Just make sure, like, you know, we got the audio to record it too.
Yeah, that's true too.
So we'll have to figure. You can figure out the setup because you do the.
Yeah. I'll do the techie wecky stuff. Yeah, you know?
I'll show up.
The wiki wiki stuff, you know? But I guess right now we come to that night. We're at this random moment where we're just going to start pulling topics out of our ass. Yeah, and like, I kind of like this approach.
I apologize to everyone because I've been under a rock for the past, like, 3 weeks, but...
No, but you know what, though? Like, in a way, like, last week and even this week, I just kind of feel like we're more down to earth now that we're just going to kind of just pull things up that we want to talk about, you know? And, I don't know. I think the conversations last week were pretty good. You know, it's just fun. It's just BSing. And, really we just, it didn't sound scripted, you know, like not that we preach and we try to be scripted, but it's just nice to just, you know, be yourself, you know, just do it on the fly, you know?
Yeah.
Be cool. But yeah, do we have anything that we want to kind of tell people tonight? I mean, tonight's episode 48, we're calling it What Comes Up Must Go Down. So, and there's a reason why, because obviously with such big talks, everybody's following social media, they're watching the news outlets right now, the NASA tracking, space track on Twitter with their live feeds, and of course, everybody wants to know where and when is this Chinese rocket supposed to hit Earth? Where is it going to land? Where is the debris going to fall?
Yeah, I saw that, like, I don't know, yesterday, the day before, and I was like, what happens? Like, if it's going to hit, like, a city.
That's a good point. Yeah, because, I mean, what do you do? Like, how much time do you have for, like, evacuation notice? Like, if they think, like, this, you know?
I don't know.
But hopefully it's, obviously, the debris lands somewhere isolated. You know, we would hope that, like, all right, it just hits in the water somewhere. Teams will go out and they'll relocate it, collect what they can off of it, you know, get the debris out. And, obviously, get that back for, investigation or evaluation, whatever they're trying to do off of that. But yeah, right now there's just no precise time or trajectory of the path of where it's going to land. But if you do want to, I mean, when you're listening to this episode, maybe we'll have a quicker update towards the end of the night. I do have the live feed right up here. So if something does change, I'll kind of give us into a breaking news for it. right. But yeah.
I could start with one thing that I guess.
Go ahead. You start up.
So, like, the one thing that I'm kind of excited about that's coming out in just, like, I don't know, like, 2 short weeks maybe. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys saw the first one, but did you guys see A Quiet Place?
I did.
Did you like it?
I like the first one, yeah.
Well, the second one's coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the second one. For it. The second one didn't come out yet, right? That's no, the one like that they're 2 making?
2 weeks it does, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I saw the first one. John Krasinski. I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought it was a thriller, you know?
Yeah. I saw it in theaters with my friend Maya, and, like, it was so quiet in the theater. Like, I was, like, almost, like, afraid to eat my popcorn because of, like, the crunch.
People said that.
So quiet.
And what was the whole point of that? Was it because was the family deaf, or was it just the fact that, like, because of... Go ahead.
So, only the little girl is deaf, but the creatures, they can hear your sound waves. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's why you couldn't wear, like, shoes, or you had to be quiet, because, like, if there's a sound, that'll make the creatures come to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why everything is quiet.
Yeah, I thought the first one was definitely good. For some reason, I thought a second one was already out. I just, mm-mm. But, well, it's good that there is a second one coming out, because I would definitely watch it.
But, you know, COVID pushed it back. COVID. So, like, what I think is going to happen is it's going to release in theaters, and then I think, like, 6 or 8 weeks later, it's going to mm-hmm. go to Paramount Plus, which is
the
new streaming service, if nobody has checked that out yet.
So where does it come out, though? What platform is it going to be available on first?
Paramount Plus.
Okay, but, like, this isn't, like, an HBO Max thing that you could go yes, access first is. For, like, 20... Okay.
So, like, but you have to have the Paramount Plus subscription.
It's a stupid question, because I'm not, like... Again, I'm not big into HBO Max, where I watch it every week or I access it every week. But is there the tie in there? Is there, like, a merger that HBO and Paramount are tied in together?
No. Okay. I believe it's CBS and Paramount. I think CBS owns Paramount.
I gotcha.
So, like, I think, like, shows would be, like, I know Ink Master. Like, I'm obsessed with Ink Master. And when that was on the Paramount Network. Spike TV. It used to be Spike.
Oh, man.
So, like, I think it's, like, CBS shows and the Paramount Network. So, like, what's the... Yellowstone, I know that's quite popular now. I think that's on Paramount Plus.
That's a show that I would really like to binge over the summer, I think.
Yellowstone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've wanted to watch it, and, like, because I get the Paramount Network, but I never sat down to, like, watch it.
Right.
So,
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, so right here, Paramount Plus, I'm looking at it. So it's CBS, BET, Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, MTV, and the Smithsonian Channel.
Man, I guess that's the route everybody's going now. Channels want you to just get their own streaming platforms.
Yeah. I think...
I mean, that's... Go ahead.
I think CBS merged because they had their own CBS All Access...
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's the only way that you could watch the Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
So they made you, which I think you can get on. Yeah, it's on here. You can watch the new one.
But these streaming, these plus channels, or whatever you want to call them, streaming platforms, channels. Again, I'm just trying to think of the best term. But, like, it's obviously something additional you pay for, right?
Yeah.
So, man, that's got to add up, because if there's so many stations that you like, because I see AMC has one, they have AMC Plus, Discovery has it, Discovery Plus. I mean, what a bill, because you're already probably paying for Netflix, you're paying for probably Disney.
Yeah, it does add up, because I subscribe to most of them.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And, like, HBO Max is the biggest, because that's $15.99 a month. The other ones are, like, Netflix is getting up there in price. I think that's up to, like, $11 or $13 a month or something.
I think it's $15.
No, I don't think it's $15 yet. I could be wrong, but just shut up and take my money, you know?
Yeah.
I do the Hulu, and I pay for no ads, so that's like an extra dollar. I have Stars. Well,
Food Network. You have Amazon Prime, you have Amazon, or not Food
Network. Yeah, I have Amazon Prime. Not the Food Network, Discovery Plus.
Oh, man, so you could go back to, like, what is it, like, Modern Marvel episodes?
Yeah, like, I watched Deadliest Catch on repeat.
Good show. Good show. I'm trying to think of the other one that I liked. Mythbusters? That's probably on there,
Mythbusters
too.
Mythbusters is good. Yep, that's on there. That's for sure.
That was always entertaining. Yep. Yeah, those two, man. Putting science projects right to the test. Boom! Yeah, it's good stuff. It really is. You know? Okay. So, yeah. No, it's... I like that, though. Okay, so A Quiet Place, new movie coming out. I actually am looking forward to that, because I literally feel like a dumbass here. Literally, I thought that movie was already out. I just never saw it.
No, it was supposed to be, but COVID killed things, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else? I mean, speaking of a movie, I mean, just real quick, because, I mean, I'm not going to talk about, like, the in-depths of Ace Ventura here, but, you know, through my week, if you, you know, you're talking about what you saw, I mean, movie-wise, I saw that they want to make another Ace Ventura movie.
I'd see it. I'm not going to lie. I would 110% go see it. Yeah.
I have to put my foot down on this. Like, I think it's a bad idea.
Well, I'm not saying it's, like, the best idea ever, but...
I know, but, you know, like, I go back to looking at, like, the movies, like, Dumb and Dumber, you know, like, when they made a sequel to that, it just sucked. And, like, if we go back to that, we could even think when they brought the prequel out, when Harry Met Lloyd, double sucked. But, like, there's other movies where we've already been in that situation where it was like, man, did you really have to touch the original? It was so good. That's like Anchorman. Go back to the first Anchorman movie. They made a second one. It fucking sucked. Nobody liked it. The first one, they should have just left it because it was a classic, you know?
Yeah, but I'd still see it, though.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't care if it sucks. Like, I'd go in with a mindset saying, like, all right, I have no expectations out of this, and go and see. I like Jim Carrey, so...
I do too, and I probably would watch it. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna be the one to say that just because they're proposing another idea for a movie to come out. No, I would definitely watch it, but I'm probably gonna, I don't know. Just some movies they need to stop touching, you know. Anyway, that's my opinion. That was the other thing I saw. Zach, how about you? Anything going on? What's in your corner? Did you find anything interesting this week? Media, discovery, news, what? All right, so you did find something.
All I'm going to say is fuck Lego.
Again?
Lying fucking bastards.
Again?
Yes.
All right. Indulge me, please.
I do not mind buying a product. I hate being fucking lied to.
Okay. I need to know what's happening. What happened?
So Lego has come out and publicly said in statements, public statements, that they cannot make a Lego Star Wars CMF because Hasbro owns the right to action figures. First of all, a Lego minifigure is not a fucking action figure. First of all, I will fight anybody on that. I don't give a fuck.
That's a good question, though. That's a good debate.
Second of all, If you do some digging on Google, there's actually an article that says under the agreement with Lucas Licensing, Lego actually received full rights to the entire Star Wars cast, which doesn't qualify for action figures. So basically they can make and sell minifigures by themselves, they just don't want to. Would rather instead put them in $100 Lego sets, which then people have to buy to get that specific minifigure.
And, you know, I would think that, like, you'd be on the wagon to do that. Like, just from a marketing perspective, to try and sell more from Lego. I mean, if you don't mind, can I jump in just for, like, 2 seconds?
Go for it.
You know what the minifigure series is, right? Like, how Lego produced, like, a thing called Minifigure Series 1, yeah. Series 2, Series 3.
Yep.
Why couldn't they do that with Star Wars?
Well, the funny thing was, you guys are wondering, for more in-depth analysis, go over to YouTube and watch M&R Productions' video on this, because he He goes way in depth on this and exposes Lego for the true lying bastards that they are. But, so like, with the Magnet series, if you remember, go ahead, Jen.
Here's a question. Have you ever bought a set just for a minifigure, though? Like, are they that important?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Been there, done that.
Okay.
Yes. I have. I've bought multiple sets to get a specific minifigure.
Exactly. Been there and done that.
Because sometimes buying the actual set after the set retires, sometimes it's cheaper to buy the actual set brand new than it is to buy the minifigure by itself.
Right.
Okay.
Because Lego doesn't make a CMF, which they are fully capable of doing, but just don't want to.
And okay. You know what the stingy thing is? Some people actually do that deliberately too, so that they could get obviously hang around. They'll keep onto that Lego set for time, and mm-hmm. Let's just say like 5 years, right? Let's just say that they bought something now. There was a specific figure in this one set that was only with this set. 5 years later on down the road, this guy puts it up on eBay, just the minifigure. He's getting his money back on the set, the value of what he paid for. Probably double, just because of the friggin' minifigure he's selling from that set.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a really good example. Go back and look at how many people want, and for a mint condition, because there's differences between unhandled and handled. When they mean by something that's handled, it's been played with, used, it's been unused. Yep. When it's unhandled, it's been kept in really good condition, probably cased. Away from any air tarnishing, like discoloring, or away from any light that would have faded. Look at the original price on two minifigures in Star Wars just alone. The original Darth Maul one that came out with the Phantom Menace sets back mm-hmm. in 1999 and 2000. And then the original Darth Vader minifigure, which, again, if there are so many big differences that you would see between the new stuff that they produce with the Star Wars Lego line. But again, going back to the late 90s, early 2000s when they produced the Darth Vader. Again, big differences, but such a big collector item out there for the Star Wars fans. Because, I mean, you could probably easily, if somebody just has the Darth Vader, the original minifigure, they're probably selling it just for $200 alone.
Wow.
Just the minifigure. Not the TIE Fighter with it, nothing.
Zach, when you said, when the sets retire, then can you buy the minifigures alone or never?
That you can buy it, you can buy the minifigures alone if somebody's selling
minifigures
by themselves.
So never from Lego.
Never from Lego directly, and they have full rights to do so.
Okay, so like how much would a minifigure cost versus a set? Like how much money are we talking?
It depends, right?
It's tough to say. If you remember the Magnet series?
No.
Oh.
Do you know their Matt, you know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. Yep.
Did you ever think and ask yourself the reason why they started to glue the minifigures to the magnet base?
Yep. Where you can't unhinge it or take it off of the piece. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you remember the buildable figure, remember the buildable figures?
Yes. Yep.
That's considered an action figure. So if Hasbro was so quick to shut it down, how the fuck did they, how were they able to sell buildable minifigures? Or buildable figures? If Hasbro would have been so fucking quick to shut it down.
But it goes back to the fact that because it's action figure based. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess that's, I mean, that could be a question right here. Can we, because, I mean, I'm baffled by that because as a response, I would hope, like me, I'm thinking that that's not good enough. Like, that response is not good enough for me to understand what you're trying to sell here, you know? And I'm not saying that what you're saying, Zach. I'm saying what Lego is saying because of Hasbro rights and because of this, we can't go out and license it because it's not an action figure product. I don't think that's the response Lego fans or Lego buyers are going to, Lego collectors are going to want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, but like from like a corporation standpoint, I can see why they just want your money.
Yeah.
Like it sucks, but like
I don't mind, like I wouldn't mind if they had just came out and said, yeah, okay, we don't want to make a Lego CMF Star Wars series. But to go through all of this and be so adamant that you can't make it because of a fucking license agreement that doesn't even exist. Like, no. Fuck you. You lied. Y'all are bitches.
Okay.
That kind of hurts. It does hurt. Okay, so I want to use your question, obviously, as maybe we could use it as a topic here tonight, because, like, I don't know about you guys, but, like, I actually have it in my head why it's pretty fresh. A Lego minifigure and an action figure. Do you guys think, obviously, I know where you're going to go, Zach, but do you that a Lego minifigure is the same as an action figure?
Go ahead. No, just for anybody that's wondering, an action figure has to be, for something to qualify as an action figure, it has to be over 2 inches tall.
Okay.
A Lego minifigure is 1.75. Therefore, it is not over 2. Therefore, it does not qualify as an action figure by Hasbro standards.
Okay. I like that. I like that there is some technicality and some standard here being used, because I never knew that. I mean, obviously, I'm going by, I don't want to call it the stereotypical thing, but, like, I mean, Jen, I mean, we're going to kind of date ourselves back to some good times here. So let's get in our little time machine here and go back to the days where we had action figures, because we grew up in a very big point of the 90s where action figures were, they were pumped out like freaking water. Like, it was common. There was an action figure line for, you're right, right? There was an action figure for everything. Jesus. Like, if Casper the Friendly Fucking Ghost came out with a movie tomorrow, and we're back in the 90s, there was a friggin' line of action figures that you needed to go out and you needed to have.
Yeah.
Disney movies were producing action figures left and right. Comic books, obviously, that has always been around for many, many ages. Star Wars action figures, anything. But even, like, Lord of the Rings, you could get action figures. The movie Maniacs, the horror movie icons, action figures. Wrestling, been around for ages, action figures. I just don't think that the Lego, the minifigure, actually, yeah, I'm kind of with you, not based on size, but it just doesn't, like, an action figure is something that is little, it has more mobility, more movement, more functionality. A Lego minifigure really has, I mean, it's just pretty standard because,
yeah, you literally just move their head, you can move their head, their legs, and their hands.
That's
their
it.
Arms. That's it.
I mean,
that does not qualify.
Could you put it in, but I'm thinking, you know, there's going to be that smart ass that's going to say, well, I could put the minifigure into action. I could actually have him fight, and I could have him fly. I could have him do shit. Well, okay.
So cool, dude. Right, glad you got a good smart ass in you.
You're right, and that's where I would just say, okay, that's a smart ass response, but what more are you going to do with a little minifigure but move the arms, the legs, and the head around, you know? With the John Cena action figure, I'm able to move his arms, his legs, get another action figure and put him into body slam motion and freaking slam him on the freaking mat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's just, that's why I always say, like, with the action figure, I think there's more, I guess the word I'm using here is functionality to the toy that makes it action compatible. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to deem this, and I'm going to say for this debate, a Lego minifigure is not a fucking action figure.
Nope. And they lied to us. And the funny thing is, you know how long they've been lying to us, Matt?
I'm going to say about 22 years.
Since 1998.
Hang on. I got to get my calculator.
1998, this article came out and said that Lego has full rights.
1998!
It's 23, Matt, if you really need a calculator for that.
And I swear to God, I didn't even look that up. Well, how about that shit? How about that?
You need a calculator.
It's too late to be doing math, Jen. And I know, people are probably thinking, like, wait a minute, doesn't he teach math? Sorry, guys.
Yeah, you teach.
The heat of the moment, you know? No, interesting topic. I like it. I love that. I feel like we should have a fucking Lego rant every week. Like, I find, like,
They keep setting themselves up to, you know, have more and more rants, so very good possibility we would.
No, but I mean, I feel like there's something discovered, like, every other week. Like, we're finding something, like, out from either the fan base, people, and when I mean the fan base, these videos that you find where these professional builders and these professional collectors of over time, they're the ones coming out with the sources because they're finding the people that are talking about this.
Just imagine building your entire YouTube channel and practically your life's work around Lego Star Wars, and then coming out and finding out that the Lego, that the fucking company that makes those fucking products you've built your entire livelihood around is basically lying to you.
Jenna.
Yes?
I joked with Zach a while ago about this, because I said, you know, I know how much he loves with, like gaming and stuff, like streaming, but like, the funny thing is, for how many people are on YouTube and they have channels where they build stuff and they do Lego review, honestly, I really feel like that's a safe haven. If anybody wanted to be a good YouTube presence or a YouTuber, and you wanted to pick a good topic to go after and have that hobby on belt, it's probably something Lego-based, because a lot of people get followers with that stuff. A lot of people are literally searching the hell out of YouTube just for people doing custom mock builds, build reviews on sets, going over old sets, like picking out details that we may have missed when we were kids, which is, those are cool episodes, like the little details that we missed maybe on minifigures or little paintings on the pieces, you know? But like, yeah, I mean, I always, and that's why I even said for eBayers, like, it's always a safe haven because of the collector base. People are literally never going to stop buying Lego. I mean, you again, go to a garage sale, right? You go up and you ask somebody for Lego. They're either going to tell you, oh, yeah, I have it, and yep, it's a big box of just random stuff. They don't know what's in it. You're going to make an offer on it and hope for the best, because if I have $30 in my wallet and yet they have the box marked at, like, an offer, they know somebody's coming because they're going to try an offer, you know? And they know probably what it's actually worth because they're waiting for somebody to throw a dollar that they want in their head, you know? I've been there and I've done that, and sometimes I'll go to garage sales and I'll find stuff. Easy buy, easy way out. But then there's some people where it's like, okay, they don't have a price marked on there because they want you to keep throwing a dollar amount until they're happy with it. And they keep on throwing up the fact that, well, there's a lot of Legos in this box. My kids had it. And I know some other people have been coming around asking about that box. You know, if you're offering 50, how about 100? Would you give me 100 for that box? Like, they know to double it, or they know how to play that auction game with you, you know? So Lego is always going to have a reputable market, whether you're on the inside or the outside of actually buying from them directly, you know? Which, I'd like to actually drop that as a good thing, because me and Pat talked about that last night. How do people actually go out and they find a lot of these hidden treasures in Lego? Go to garage sales. I'm dead serious, guys. I mean, I know COVID is kind of scary because you don't know who you're dealing with and what you're touching, but, like, I'm dead serious. Like, garage sales, if you could find Lego, you never know what the fuck you could find, because I've had many boxes, and hence why I have so many totes here in my basement, my attic, my garage. A lot of stuff that I bought over the years, right through garage sales, I was able to get pieces, restore the sets, and then sell them for higher dollar. And I'm not trying to rip people off, but I mean, trying to find those pieces and go back to the original source, I mean, that's time, that's money. So if I had to pay $15 for a few pieces, I got to get my $15 back somewhere. Plus what I'm going to charge you to ship it, and then plus what the set is actually worth. You know? But yeah, no, I think you make a pretty good point there, though. God, there's always something with Lego. Always. Amazing.
I said, if you want the full spiel, go watch MNR Productions' video on YouTube. It explains it perfectly, and it comes from a very, 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 very credible source.
Okay. Jen, I think this might be a good time to take a break.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I don't know if you... Are you good with that, guys? Can we take a break?
Yeah.
Okay, can somebody take us into break real quick?
Yeah, all right, everybody, sit tight, and we'll be right back.
All right, welcome back, everybody, from another break here. You're joining us in the Garlic Jar Podcast Show. So far, we've had some pretty good topics, some pretty good discussions. We just went over our little Lego rant most recently, but now we're coming back and we're going to put some full focus into some other burning topics. And if anybody didn't catch tonight's episode title earlier, we are episode 48, What Goes Up Must Come Down. And we're still, I'm real quick, just a little update here with our breaking news. And our live track of the Chinese rocket debris falling. There is no posting or significant update at this moment. So we are still waiting.
Okay.
Yep. I really want to know where this is going to... I really do. Like, I mean, not to sound like a nerd or a geek or anything like that, but, like, I really want to know where it's going to fall. Now, there's actually something here from another Twee Bird on Twitter. It's not an official site like NASA. It's not an official, like, then news affiliate. Yeah.
Don't believe it.
Yeah, but, I mean... There's something here about saying I last saw it over Virginia, and that was at 8:02 p.m. Eastern time. Obviously, that can't be right because it's 11:39 our time. I just don't think the time matches up. I think we would have already gotten an update, you know? If it fell, it would have fell already.
Yeah, just, I don't know, stick
close. But there's a lot, of trends, and there's a lot of hashtags going out where... There is speculation where this is going to hit somewhere in the area around Mexico. So we'll see what happens. Okay?
Yeah.
Again, if anything comes up, I'll check the live feed. But right now, we have no significant update at this time.
Okay.
Okay. So where do we want to go next?
All right. I got a topic. So, like, all right.
What do you got?
I got blindsided this week. So everybody knows... that I've been on the Sebastian Stan train, you know, since Falcon and Winter Soldier. I've accepted.
He's a good-looking man.
He is. And, like, the haircut, man, like, it's not that he didn't look nice before, but, like, something about that haircut. But, so, anyways, his next project, I was, like, completely, like, blindsided. I was on Instagram the other day, and there's a picture... he posted it. It's him and Lily James, which, like, you would know Lily James probably from, like, the live-action Cinderella. She was, you know, Cinderella in the live-action film.
Yep.
And their next project is Pam and Tommy. Like, Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee.
What?
Yes! And they are, like, identical.
Excuse me?
You have to see this picture. If Matt, if you go to Pam and Tommy on Hulu on Twitter, you'll see.
Yeah.
You'll see the two pictures.
Okay, so real quick, Pam and Tommy, we know obviously. Okay, so Tommy Lee
and Pamela Anderson.
Right, and Pamela Anderson. Tommy Lee is obviously the famous drummer of Motley Crue. Pamela Anderson, great pinup model. She's been a model. And very famous Baywatch. Over the 90s, 2000s, Baywatch, yep.
Yes.
Why am I... Wow!
Matt, go to Twitter right now and look at the photos.
I have to.
You have to.
I have to see this. Fuck NASA. Hang on a second. So I'm just going to type in Tommy Lee.
Pam and Tommy on Hulu. That's the show. You can follow. Like, I'm following the show.
So it's already a show. It's already out there.
Yeah, like, they're filming it now. This picture is from set, and I was like, what? And then, like, at first I didn't even know who the actress was, so I had to go and, like, see who was playing Pamela. And then I'm just like, shit, that's Lily James. Like, it doesn't even look like her.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at the side-by-side images. The black and whites?
Yes. Blindsided. I was like, what? Yeah, so he looks, like, identical to Tommy Lee here. And she's, like, a dead ringer for Pamela Anderson with the makeup.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree with you on that. I mean, this is actually, in my opinion,
Isn't that incredible?
I'll deem it right now. It's good casting.
Yep. Yep, so...
Like, I mean, look at him. Like, he could pull it off.
Yeah, so that's his next project. I think that's coming, I don't know, probably next year. So, it's Seth Rogen is also in it, but I don't know who he's playing.
He might be the manager. I think he might be Pamela Lee's manager.
Okay.
It would be Pamela Anderson, Pamela Lee, she doesn't go by Pamela Lee.
They were married, so.
Yeah. They were and of course everybody knows that famous moment in pop culture that they had that video.
Yeah.
The Pam and Tommy video. Yep. So that's how we know the Pam and Tommy moment. We don't have to go into detail, but if you Google it, you'll know what we're meaning. Just kidding, guys.
Yeah, so isn't that, like,
That's a spinning image. I'm actually, you know, here's one thing. I'm not trying to be, like, weird by looking at, like, the detail and, like, scoping, like, the picture out, but, like, look at the freaking tattoo detail on Sebastian Stan.
Yeah, like, you could probably, like, you know, the artists that apply the stencil and everything, like, they can do magic with tattoos nowadays.
Oh my god, yeah. I mean, that's amazing, though. I'm just astounded by that, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But sure shit, they could definitely pull this off. So real quick, I want to know. So, like, I could watch an episode of this right now? It's actually going on?
No. They're filming it.
They're filming it. Okay.
So this was, like, a behind-the-scenes set sneak peek. And I was like, Sebastian Stan, my man. Like, look at you. Great. He has a new Monday. I'm sorry. He has a new movie called Monday that's out, which I haven't had time to watch yet, but...
I'm really in, man, look at freaking Seth Rogen rocking the freaking curly hair mullet.
Yeah. Yeah. You see that?
Seth Rogen. So he's
the manager?
He's my man. I love Seth Rogen.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
I liked that Pickle movie that was on HBO Max.
I did too, but people freaking dogged it.
I know.
You know?
I know.
No, you know, and you know what? Hate to say it, I really think they dogged it just because of his blasts on Twitter. I think it was because, you know, the whole political movement, not going to get into it, not going to explain why, but I really think that's why a lot of people threw him under the bus, because he was being over obnoxious of, you know, being on one side, and I think that's why people took to him. And he's very vocal on Twitter. I don't know if anybody's actually ever... witness them put out tweets. Like, if you go at him, guarantee you, like, he'll tweet back at you and he'll be like, F you, you know? Like, this guy, I think he sits on Twitter to actually respond to people. Like, over the pandemic, he's been very vocal. Like, he actually talked to people. Like asking, hey guys, what's up? What are you doing? And it's like, okay, if people tweet, he's like, yep, I'm here just rolling a joint, being this type of guy today, you know? Here I am making an ashtray out of clay. He's very artistic too. I didn't know that, but apparently he's got art. He makes a lot of stuff out of ceramic. He makes a lot of stuff out of Never knew that, but that's pretty cool. Nice little hobby there, you know. Yeah, I'm just really intrigued by this. I actually want to catch this series now because I love Motley Crue. I will always defend Tommy Lee. He's definitely he's a top 50 drummer of all time. There's no question about it. I mean, this guy is a staple in the hair metal group, being a big part and crucial part of Motley Crue. Love Motley Crue. I've seen them 3 times in my life, and it's never a failing performance. They are freaking phenomenal live.
Matt, breaking news.
Go ahead. No, wait. Go ahead.
I'm going to steal your thunder. The rocket has re-entered the atmosphere.
All right.
And estimated to land near the Maldives.
Maldives?
Yeah, like the islands. So, like, as long as
the islands. It
lands in the ocean, I feel like.
So, where's that kind of located by?
The Maldives? It's in the Indian Ocean.
Okay. So, they're way off from Mexico, then.
Yes. But I feel like you really couldn't have a proper trajectory unless you knew where it was going to enter the atmosphere at.
Well, they said at about
8 feet tall and weighs 40,000 pounds.
Wow. And think about that. It's traveling at 18,000 miles per hour. So coming into the atmosphere, it's got to, I would imagine it's got to break up into pieces.
Yeah, it would have to.
Right? Probably. You would think that. Well, my thunder has been stolen.
Yep. Sorry. I just saw the CNN notification on my phone.
You know what? I'm going to blame Tommy Lee for this.
Sebastian Stan.
No. Well, him too. I'll put him in part of it. He's 2.0 to the prom. But Tommy Lee is 1.0 to the prom.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually glad that you mentioned that, because that's actually something I really like. You know, just being glued to, like, heavy metal, hair metal. I love the 80s and everything like that. Motley Crue is one of my favorite bands. I mean, you pick up a guitar and you're learning to play a lot of first rock time songs, you know, in 4-chord, 5-chord songs. Some of them were Motley Crue, you know, like Shout at the Devil, The Looks That Kill, you know, those were easy songs to play because the power chords were just continuous and they were consistent, you know? But yeah, I'm glad you actually told me about that, because now, like, I have a flag flying over here where it's like, I need to watch this.
You know? I will let you know.
Yeah, I need the scoop. So, like, you need to be my chain of communication on this.
I will. Okay. I will. Yep.
All right. So good. That was a good topic to come into. I mean, if we're going to pull some topics out of our ass, I mean, just to enjoy and just to talk, you know, I want to go through one that's been so debatable over the years. People have had so much fun talking about it, jokingly, and of course, I mean, my God, there is so many people that are on a serious base of this, just because, like, the videos, the images, all the breakdowns of, like, all these snippets and everything like that. Matt Groening, creator of The Simpsons and Futurama, he's a time traveler.
He's fucking and you know not. What?
No, but you know He's what, not. Though? Like, I get that.
I will say everything The Simpsons have shown and predicted has come out to be true.
I don't Preach. Care. It's Hang, something nope. called a coincidence.
I'm not saying that... I am not saying...
No!
Okay, listen. You cannot have coincidence every single time.
You sure can.
But I'm also not agreeing with Matt.
I know you're not,
with any side.
I'm not asking anybody here to agree with me, but Zach, how but coincidence... I mean, it's kind of creepy. Like, this guy is like a modern day Nostradamus.
I don't believe coincidences.
I mean, right? We could just call it coincidence, creative thinking. You know, maybe this guy is just way too smart. And you know what? Like, hey,
either that or he's just on a whole other level that we
don't know.
Normal humans can't begin to understand.
I just think, oh God. You know, like, going through, like, the videos, if you see, like, the events and everything like that, like, you're not just talking about, like, recent day stuff. Like, you're not talking about the Trump election. You're not talking about, like, I mean, I'll go back to, like, past stuff. Like, there's bits in there about 9/11. There was stuff in there about all these other weird occurrences, a three-eyed fish. And then that came out that there was a report that by a nuclear power plant, somebody discovered a three-eyed fish. And it's like, my God, I'm like, everything that this was incorporated to, he had these in his episodes. You know, like, there was just small little detail. And you have to wonder, like, I mean, listen, I understand it. I know where you guys are coming from. You're going to blast it and you're going to say, no way. There's no such thing as time travel. There's no such thing. It's very fictional.
I'm not denying it, but I'm also not agreeing with it.
Okay. And I mean, I like that because it kind of keeps just the conversation open where it's just very interesting, you know?
I sit back and let people complain about what side is right.
Hey.
It's my entertainment.
But I guess that's what it comes down to. No, I think you're right, Zach. I think for the entertainment, the pure entertainment part of it, is that, you know, just looking at how much The Simpsons has incorporated into it, and I'm not trying to pull a South Park moment here. Love how we always go back to somehow there's a reference of South Park. I feel like we've done that now for 4 weeks straight. But, like, if they had an episode where it's like, Simpsons did it. Yep. That was where the part where Butters was Professor Chaos. He was trying to come up with ideas where he was going to flood his yard and it was going to flood the earth. And then there was a part where they were going to cut the head off a statue in town. These were all things that they'd done in The Simpsons because it was already done. They've already captivated on it, and they just shot Butters' ideas down because it was like, oh, God damn it. You know, like, what else do I do? But no, I just mean, like, anything like pop culture, national news, like catastrophic events, like just weird stuff. Like, there's been so much in The Simpsons episodes that they have captured, and it's almost like we've seen it occur in real life experience. You know? And that's where it's like, man, is this guy a time traveler? Like, where is he coming up with his ideas? Like, it's just, call it coincidence is fine. But I mean, this is probably the art, and this is probably the holy grail of coincidences, that only this guy comes up with these ideas, and it's what's coming out in his cartoon, you know? And the funny thing is that even if we saw it over there in The Simpsons, this is stuff that's been carried over too into Futurama, you know? Makes me want to think that, like, is there a head of Richard Nixon? Will he be the future president of a long future deadline down the road? Who the hell knows? But yeah, Matt Groening, is he a... Yeah, man. I might be butchering his name. I think it's Matt Groening. But this guy is just... I'm telling you, there might be something to it. This might be a time traveler. If he's not a time traveler, he's a hell of a Nostradamus, a modern day predictor.
I don't think he would have kept it secret this long if he discovered time travel.
Well, if you ever saw pictures of him too, he kind of looks like the typical guy that, yeah, he definitely listens to the Grateful Dead and enjoys a good time, you know? Because if you ever see his Comic-Con, pictures, kind of shows up in like a Hawaiian shirt. He's got the long hair, the beard. He kind of looks like a Jerry Garcia type of guy, you know? But yeah, I don't know. Time traveler? What do you guys think? No, I'm not asking
not.
You.
Get the fuck okay, out of here.
Get the fuck. Like, get the boy.
It.
You really want
to?
Yeah, you want to close this one down. Well, for the audience out there, you let me know. Hey, you could email us at garlicjarmedia@gmail.com, and you could really let us know. I mean, hey, we might
don't.
Get an email. Okay.
Please don't.
please don't, but you could direct that you could direct that email to me. Don't worry about it. Any other interesting topics? Please. Okay, so time travel's been shut down. What else?
For the love of God.
For the love of God. What?
Just you.
What the fuck would you like me to talk about? I mean, I'm trying to keep this fresh, baby. Like, what's going on? here, let me see.
Do you know what that just reminded me of? Are you not entertained?
The gladiator scene?
Yeah.
Look, I really want to yell it, but I don't want to wake the dogs up.
Yeah, that's probably smart. Don't yell. That's probably smart.
Yeah, because you know what? My Definitely wife will come not. In here and she will beat the shit out of me.
She
actually no. Go
would.
Ahead and do it. I want to hear
no,
it.
No, because it'll be like freaking version 5.0 of the spider beating from last week. But you'll be hearing, Matt, I told you, I gotta get up for work. Oh, stop it, man. All right. So we're having fun over here, guys. What else do we have? Anything?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think I have anything going on.
All right.
I mean, anything else not going on.
If we don't have anything else fucking going on, then I think it's sure to say that we could close.
Oh, no. We didn't do the envelope drive.
Well, how about you take it away this week? I already did it.
Yeah, but I don't have the envelopes. You do.
That's right. That's true. That's true. Okay. So, tonight's envelope drive. Okay. Let me get the little box out. Kind of feel like this is like a little... Nope, that's my pumpkin seeds. Hang on. There we go. There. I got them in my classic teacher manila envelope here.
Okay.
Okay, guys, I just want you to hear this right here. Can you hear that? That's an envelope.
Yeah.
All right, and now we're going to open it. Okay. I wasted security envelopes, but that's okay. That's okay. Okay, so here it is, the moment you've been waiting for. Oh, listen to that. You hear the kids cheering in the background?
No.
Oh, all the happy yays.
Yay!
Oh, you'll hear the, yeah. Oh, it's so cute. Okay, so tonight's question in our envelope drive coming from our class, my class here. Okay, you could only pick one. And, wow, I love that. Talk about starting off with a statement. You could only pick one. What superpower would you want and why?
Who's God going first?
I
don't even have to think about it.
Okay, well,
Mine's been the same answer since I was a child.
Can I be last to answer this?
Sure. Does anybody want to guess what mine is? It might be a curve. No.
I believe self-healing.
No.
Oh, okay. No. I was thinking like maybe Spider-Man, like self-healing. Because you like Tom Holland, you like Spider-Man.
Close. That was a good guess, Matt. So my choice of superpower would be stemming from my love of the X-Men. And ever since I was a child watching the X-Men on Saturday morning cartoons, I always wanted to have Storm's powers.
Yep. Control the natural
occurrence. Yep, the weather, the elements, yeah. Wow. That's what I would choose.
That is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. That is cool.
Yep.
Yeah, because you know,
because she's cool and I like weather stuff, like.
Yeah. Well, if you think about that too, how many other superheroes really have that ability to actually control and manipulate the environmental weather effects?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, there's not many superheroes out there in comic book culture that don't.
I also thought of, like, Rogue, too, because then you could steal somebody else's superpower and, like...
God, she is such a badass. Yep.
Right? But then, like, you know, the whole, like, you can't...
But you have to kiss, right?
Human touch. Well, just human touch. But, like, then you just, like, you know, you could never hold hands with somebody. You'd suck all their energy out. So, she was a close second, but Storm always wins out for me.
But I think her most iconic part was because... You know, she wanted, I just feel like, because even in the video games, like Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah.
Like one of her parts where, because I want to touch base on that. That's actually a really cool point that you talked about, like how she adapts the superpower part of another person and uses it against them.
Yeah.
In Marvel versus Capcom, she has a move where you have to get close to the opponent. And what happens is she coils up against them and gets in for a kiss. And it literally looks like the opponent is, like, glittering, like, almost like a Super Mario effect, like he hit the star. But what that is that she's sucking the power, or the adapting the power,
yeah.
Right, the energy, out of that. And then what she does is she uses it as an outburst, so it might replicate. It might be something random. If it was an ice move, it would be using the ice move against that person or using a fire move against that person. You wouldn't know what it is because based on the random movement and whoever the opponent is, it's just taking a special off of the character and using it as an energy burst, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So I like that. That's pretty cool. I like that. Man, yeah, I like that. Two X-Men right there. Mm-hmm. But I still think the Storm one is...
first love.
I still think the Storm one is my favorite, though, that you mentioned.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Zach, how about you?
I would just want the ability to create anything with the... Just create anything.
Create anything?
In my mind.
Yep. So are you anything like a... Go ahead.
No,
go ahead. I want...
Yeah, it's just anything, like, if I just woke up one day and said, hey, I wanted this, I'd just be able to, like, you know, create it.
Okay, so, like, if you were like, man, I really want a Taco Bell $5 box.
Okay, well, there's that's your first mistake. I do not eat Taco Bell because Taco Bell is disgusting.
Okay, so yeah. Let me just kind of rewind that. Okay.
Now, if you said Moe's, yes.
I love Moe's.
Oh, Moe's is good. Moe's is real good. Yeah. So, you know what? Real quick, Jen. His superpower, right? I gotta put you on the spot with this. And Zach, you're probably gonna know where we're going with this. Who does he remind of? Who does he remind you of in Guardians of the Galaxy, where you could create things?
Well, wouldn't that be the creator?
Well, I think
who's the collector? That's the collector. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, you're thinking of the collector. I'm thinking of Star Lord's father.
I was going to say Ego, yeah.
Ego. Because Ego. He created his planet.
He did.
He created everything, you know? And not saying, like, Zach, your indication of power is villainous. Maybe it could be good for a purpose.
Well, that would make Zach a celestial, technically.
Yeah, and I like that because at a part here, we think, like, that's almost, like, godlike. Like, you know?
Well, yeah, that's what... He is. He's a god. He's a celestial. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's why Peter doesn't not evaporate, like disintegrate when he holds the power stone. Because
he has that half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part celestial.
Zach, that's a pretty good response. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You next.
All right. So what Real quick, what do you guys think my power is?
The ability to smoke and never get high.
What the fuck?
That's random. No, I think...
Drink beer and never get drunk.
I don't know why. I think...
told you, I start drinking random shit gets come out. I don't know.
That's funny.
Matt wants to be a super soldier. That's what I think.
A super soldier? You're pretty goddamn...
Go ahead. Dan, you're partially right. Matt wants to be a super soldier that drinks beer but never gets drunk.
Okay. Both you guys are really close, okay?
Wait. Go ahead. Do you want to be Juggernaut?
No, absolutely. Oh, okay.
That's where I thought you were going then.
No. Let me kind of explain this, because I like the Thor concept of where it's like, my God, you know? Mm-hmm. It's gonna take barrels of beer to...
God of Thunder, yes.
Yeah, the God of Thunder to put this guy down, you know? But... I like the fact, and I'm going to go back into this, so I like the tie-in between having a metabolism and a health-conscious self-healing. That's why I actually went after you about this, where it's like the Spider-Man factor.
Yeah.
And even having, like, when we go into the whole, like, the self-healing, that could
Wolverine.
Go in... Right. Where I could literally, you know, you're already at a superpower part where... Okay, you probably have strength, you probably have speed, you probably have all this, but your most important, your pivotal part is the healing process, that if your body gets damaged or you need to recuperate, your body will heal, you know? And that's where I go. I think that's the most important part, that you need to have some safety and safeguard that no matter what damages that we could take and enough attack, like, that's critical. I mean, I'm going after self-healing.
Okay.
Yep.
So, like the Wolverine
recuperation.
Before Wolverine, the adamantium skeleton. Nice.
Spider-Man. Yep.
Yeah.
Because, okay. I mean, even with Spider-Man, I mean, look at him. His self-healing, and we actually saw that, which was, you know, if you go back to those Tobey Maguire films, Jen, right? I never saw that part come back. I'm lying about that. I want to say we first saw that in the first Spider-Man film when he was battling the Green Goblin.
Yeah.
And when he stepped on his arm and said, that's the last web that you would spin.
Yes. So, like, we have to remember that it's, like, those Spider-Mans. Because Tom Holland and Andrew Garfield, they use those cartridges. So, like, they were never bit by spiders.
Yep. But I still think that the self-healing was there, because for him to recuperate and regain and get back to it, you know, to go after him,
he was able to... For Tobey Maguire, yes. That was there because he was bit by the spider, so that's how he gets the spider sense and all that jazz. Correct, yes.
But Tom Holland's character takes the cake, though. Like, when we saw that in Infinity War, not Endgame, it was Infinity War, when... God, I hate this scene because it makes me want... Like, almost every time that I think about it, I want to cry. Because that's like the moment that Tony uses, and it's like, I lost the kid, you know? But when he sees Spider-Man, he's like, I don't feel so good.
Well, did you notice Mantis knew him, and yep. Mantis were the first ones to know that was coming?
Yeah, exactly. They knew, like, it was boom. Shit, something's happening.
That's because of the Spidey senses, yeah.
Right, but his body is normally known for, like, if something happened to him and he could regain strength, He couldn't regain strength. It was happening. No matter what. He was going to... Right. He got
dusted.
Snapped.
Yeah.
Yep. And, even in that case, I mean, I don't think self-healing... It kind of sucks, even though that I picked that power, because in a moment like that with being snapped by Thanos, it wouldn't save me. But in most cases, it would benefit me.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I'm going to go with self-healing.
Okay. Good choice.
Definitely. Okay. So there you have it, guys.
We have 11 more to get through or something?
We have, okay, so after last week and this one, we have 11.
12 more.
We have, no, 12 more. 12 more.
12 more.
Yeah, because this would have been, so, okay, so 1, 2, yeah, 12 more. We have 14 total. So we just knocked off 2.
All right.
So can we just recap that real quick? Jen, your superpower.
Storm.
Okay. Natural power. Love that. Yes. Nature. You're like Mother Nature on steroids.
Because then you're getting like poison ivy in there. No, like I want to be able to manipulate the weather.
Okay.
That's
John Hickey on steroids.
I like his Zach, reports. They're nice.
Your superpower.
Power to create.
Power to create. Actually, whoa. Hang on. I just had a thought here.
What?
Jen. Okay. Zach, did you ever see the movie The Watchmen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you guys remember, help me out, the blue guy. Help me out, Mr. Something, right? In The Watchmen. The Watchmen? Yeah.
The movie or the TV show that was on HBO?
The movie. He was like blue, he was, of course he had his, I'm not going to go there, but you know what I'm talking about. Wasn't he a manipulator? Wasn't he, didn't he have the power to create too?
I
can't remember, hang on, it's going to kill me, I gotta Google search it, because I haven't seen the movie in a while, but he's literally coming to my mind, being like creator, like ego, and stuff like that. Hang on. Oh my god, The Watchmen.
He kind of looks like Vision, almost, like White Vision.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm just trying to think here. Who is it? Not Rorschach, not Night Owl. Oh my god, help me out. Cue the Jeopardy music.
Mr. Manhattan,
thank you, yes.
You're welcome.
Well, didn't he have the power to create? Well, I think he did, right?
It's Dr. Manhattan.
No, it's Mr. Manhattan.
No, it's not. It's Dr. Manhattan.
Okay, because it's coming up here as Mr. Manhattan.
False.
Okay. Well, I'm Google, they gotta fix it.
Google, they gotta fix it. Let me see here. I don't remember.
I think he did.
I thought his powers was like, I don't know, like energy, like stuff. Wasn't it energy stuff?
Let's see. Powers. Manhattan's powers. Actually, that's really funny because they never mentioned him as Doctor or Mister. So they're actually talking about this in the publication of the DC Comics.
Well, so Manhattan, like, in the comics, it's Dr. Manhattan. Yeah. So they probably just refer to him as Manhattan.
Maybe in the movie. Mm-hmm. Yep. Manhattan's powers include matter manipulation.
Yeah.
Including his own body, telekinesis, teleportation, limited clairvoyance. His perception of past, present, future began to fuse, making him apathetic and misanthropic.
Yeah.
And it's implied that he's become immortal. So in a way, I guess
he can manipulate matter, then yes.
He could create. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And you know what? I'm thinking about that. Like when he was there in that scene where he was with his lover at bedside, where he put his hand out and a fucking rose just appeared out of his hand. Right. I would think that. Right.
Yeah.
You're creating something, but it might not be real.
Matter can neither be created nor destroyed, so like it always exists. So like essentially, you're just like a master manipulator. But yeah, that's we can go with that.
Man, that's heavy. That is heavy shit. Zach, I'm going to give you the trophy tonight. You got, I think you have the power, buddy. You got the power.
Probably because I'm killing all these bandits.
Oh, okay.
Bandits? What are you doing?
He's
playing Horizon Zero Dawn, killing bandits.
Oh, because
I have to.
Okay.
And that's a mission that they sent me on.
I get you.
All right, folks. I think it's that time. We have answered our envelope drive question. Thanks for the questions, guys. Keep them coming because we know we already have them weeks ahead. And Jen, can you get us out of here?
Yeah, I think we're doing Star Wars next week, right?
We are.
I think, yeah. So I got to catch up so I can watch the episodes. But yeah, thanks guys for listening. Stick with us and we will be back again next week with some Star Wars chatting. Thanks everyone. Have a good night. With a high class, a piccolo and a king.
An envelope drive? What's that?